What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we have a very special announcement. Your girls will be at the Black Effect Network Podcast Festival.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be there April 27th. And make sure y'all get y'all tickets at blackeffect.com.
Yes, Horrible Decisions will be there, Carefully Reckless, Deeply Well, and many more. It's going to be so fun. So if you've never seen Poor Minds live, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. So go to blackeffect.com and get your tickets.
Period.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
We got a guest today. I'm trying to keep my composure, and I have not been doing a good job. Okay, so...
You ain't even been able to finish the song.
I couldn't, because let me say this. Let me just say this. Just give me a second, because y'all know on Poor Minds, I used to work in a club. I done met Rihanna. I done met G. I done met a lot of people. And I feel like sometimes in your life, you have like a fangirl moment.
Yes.
I'm having a fangirl moment and I'm keeping it cool. I'm keeping it cool because I'm like, I don't want them to be like, oh, Lexi was scared, Tia, man. We got motherfucking T.S. Madison in the building. Like,
We did our big one.
You know how you be having them I made it moments?
I feel like I made it a little bit.
They did. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, T.S. Madison, coming to you loud, live, and in color from Poor Minds, honey. What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Jack, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches, Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. Yes, God, you heard the ladies, bitch. The real bitches in the motherfucking house, and it's about to come down on the compound today. So, I'm so glad y'all having me here.
I'm so glad you came here.
I've been watching y'all show.
Stop it.
And I've been seeing y'all say, you know it's here. I'm like, wait a minute, girl. Wait, how they know about
me? We've been looking for you. So can I say something?
I'm just looking in the camera like
you're supposed to. It's okay. You are giving. Yeah. Let me say this first.
You look amazing.
Because I say that a lot. We meet a lot of people.
Yes, y'all.
And
do.
I will say this: like, I'm very into my looks. I like to keep it up because I used to not care.
Why?
I didn't have a lot of confidence.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't. But I got it now. That's beside the point. All right. So I'm just saying that you give in person. You give the same.
Amazing.
You look absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, sister.
So let me just say that.
Thank
because you know what? I'll say this as a woman. I think it's important, like, because you really look how you feel, vice versa. And I will say, you are absolutely stunning.
Thank
you. Gorgeous.
Let me tell you something. I growing up, I didn't always feel like I had the same type of levels like that you said you had earlier. And it was because, you know, you growing up and you I was a boy.
Yeah.
And so growing up as a boy and you see like other boys, you know, that are handsome, and then you see other boys that are fine and you like, I don't fit in it. I'm skinny. You know, I'm not, you know,
you was a baddie, though.
But then once I started, you know, developing myself into who I really am, you know, that was progress, like trying to get rid of razor bumps and trying to get rid of, you know, all the hair, all that type of stuff. And so it took, and it's still taking a long time because even through all of that, I'm still going through the process. You never stop transitioning. Even if you are not a transgender woman or a transsexual, you never stop transitioning.
I agree.
Wow.
Both of you ladies are in transition right now.
To a bad,
Your mind. Well, either way, mind transition, your feelings transition, your thoughts transition. So it's not just because you're a trans person that you're the only trans, you know, you're only a trans. You know, y'all have trans.
We talk about that all the time.
You're constantly evolving. You're constantly becoming a new person.
Yes.
As long as you're living, you change it.
When I watch Poor Minds, like first episode and Wind Down Wednesday, I'm not the same person. Even I watch an episode from 6 months ago, I'm like, wow. I am a completely different woman.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that later.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I have things. We have a. I have so many things to talk about. So I have to tell you a story.
I want to tell y'all, right?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I don't know if you ladies have a Patreon or some extended thing. Whatever y'all got, make sure you subscribe to these ladies right here because we may give y'all a overdose show that y'all may have to pay an extra.
They probably are because I feel like that's where it's
Patreon.
Yeah. You got Patreon?
We do.
We have Patreon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so let me say this. Like, a lot of times when we and Drea have like a wish guest list, people be like, I think that's a little too far. I think that's a little... So when like I first said, it was kind of like, it was met with people like, I don't think we can do it. I was like, I think we can.
People always think we can.
I think we can do it. The first time it didn't happen, you know what I said? I was like, I don't care. I'm still reaching out. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't care. I was like,
was it because I was working?
It was because you were working. You was not nasty. Your team wasn't nasty.
No, you were just always busy.
Because sometimes people be like,
really?
Okay. But it was because you were working. That's why, this is the difference though. And this is why I love you. Because it's a difference between somebody literally, you were booked.
Yeah, we knew you were
booked. Versus somebody being like, they don't see the value in us. And it wasn't that. You were booked.
I want to tell you, ladies, I went through that a whole lot when I first started doing my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after Kaya and I broke up, I was doing a rotating chair or whatever, you know. And so that chair was hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot because everybody wanted to come sit down and like be the Queen's Court. Everybody wanted to read. They wanted to, you know, everybody wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't feel Kaya's shoes. Even though I don't fuck with that hoe and stuff like that. You can't feel her shoes.
I mean.
She's like, she's the Megadon reader. That's what it is. But when I was reaching out to get guests and stuff on the show, you know, sometimes some guests were giving. I'm like, bitch, you not doing nothing.
Come on.
Like, how you so good to come out here?
This the hottest. This is
I'm
hottest
literally thing. Getting more views than you. I'm helping you, hoe-ass nigga.
The girl. I said, okay.
I feel that way often.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Girl, you know, but then, you know, this is going to give, like, who's that? Oh.
And then they know exactly who you are.
They know.
They been knowing who you are.
Because when you start talking about them, then they tune in to try to defend themselves.
Right.
But then, you know, after all the stuff, the hoopla from that died down, and then I just, you know, it started getting like a regular situation or whatever. You know, we get guests and people would come on, and then I would have like an audience and stuff. Then it just got... I just got tired of it. I transcended from that. Like, I started to evolve from that. Like, I don't want to do that no more.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get it.
I feel that.
But I do want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because when you first came on the scene, when I first was introduced to you, it was on Queen's Court.
Uh-huh.
But you had been on the scene because you did porn.
I did adult films, yeah.
You did adult films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like you...
Well, let me clear that up. I didn't just do adult films. I created... I distributed it.
You had your production company.
I had my production company that did that. Like, I didn't work for them. All worked for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I learned at an early time in my career that the only way to longevity and to actually have wealth is you have to have ownership of your name and everything.
Right.
Yes. So that's what I did in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I learned in that aspect of adult film, adult work, whatever, I moved it over into mainstream media now, like I own my name, I own like the stuff that I'm involved
in,
because you know that's the only way that you'll be able to keep the revenue,
right?
You know, once everything really dies down, like listen, them movies may be blurry and fuzzy and old,
but I own it.
Hey, I own it.
It's mine,
and I'm still getting residuals from
right.
Even I haven't, girl. I ain't sucked a dick on video since 20. Girl, what were you, 2024?
2024.
Girl, I think it was 2014, 20. I don't know.
It been a while.
But guess what?
But you own it.
I wait
but
when I get
it. I still want my check.
Still get my check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I thank you, gentlemen, for coming and do y'all thing, you know, because I know some of y'all thought y'all was getting free pussy.
But ain't nothing free.
None.
But I do, but that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because I feel like even being like a woman in the entertainment industry,
right.
It's hard to make that transition from porn or adult films to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, even if you're a white woman.
Yes.
So imagine being a trans woman, a black woman,
girl, listen.
A thick woman.
Y'all say white woman now. Girl, let me tell you something. No white... Can we say anything we want to say?
I mean, you can say
whatever. Girl, no white bitches have it more easier.
Oh, for sure. I'm gonna tell you why
they have it more easier, because it's just like, you know, and they have it more easy because the first people that is gonna accept them is us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first people that were accepting me was the white people, like when I crossed over, because. Okay. But we gonna accept, like.
But Kim why Kardashian. Do you think that is? Why do you think they accept us?
We have a lot of internalized hatred for ourselves as black people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of internalized homophobia, a lot of internalized transphobia, a lot of internalized phobias that we have within ourselves because we still wounded.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
As a people. And we see whiteness and we see the things and we let them get away with a whole bunch. Look how mediocre Taylor Swift is. Ooh. And I ain't got no beef with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You know, but she's just mediocre. Beyonce is
grand.
Yes.
Grand.
And we still, they're still over here like, look at the shoe Taylor Swift had on. Look at the thing. Like, girl, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. I think it's even trickled down to her boyfriend, because he even had to recently do a press release on how he did not invent fades. He said, I didn't invent fades.
Travis Kelce?
I just asked for one. Yes. Because he got a fade in the barbershop. He's been going to the black barbershop.
But who thought he invented fades?
The white people.
Because they didn't start looking at
That's
him until
nuts.
Taylor...
My Hello, where's Lil Boosie?
No. Time out. But Travis, let's say this about Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce been dating black women. He's been loved black women. He's a wigger.
He a wigger.
He's a wigger.
I don't think he's a wigger.
Yes, he is.
When I think of a wigger, I think of a white person that tries to.
It's not you. Trying.
Okay, what I'm saying is,
you
though,
talking about like, when
I think of somebody, a white person who is trying to emulate black people, I think he just liked black women.
No, okay, so a wigger to me,
he tries to imitate a black man.
A wigger to me is just somebody who was raised around the culture and they like it. Maybe he wasn't raised around, but he likes the culture. I don't look at it as like, oh, you're trying to cosplay.
I think it's somebody that be trying to cosplay.
I don't look at wigger like a bad word.
So would Paul Wall be a wigger?
No, because Paul Wall just, he grew up around.
But he is a wigger.
You think?
He's a white nigga. It's not a bad word to me. That's what I'm saying, though. I don't look at wigger as being like...
Damn, Paul Wall.
No, I love Paul Wall. And what I'm saying is wigger is not a bad word to me.
Yeah,
because
me either.
I'm not looking at it like a derogatory thing.
Yeah.
Because when I see somebody cosplaying for black people, like a Woe Vicky, that's cosplaying
Woe Vicky is a wigger.
I think Woe Vicky was like, maybe she was raised around black people, but then she saw what it was doing and she added extra on. Uh-huh. I think Paul Wall is who he is. Eminem was who he is. Travis Kelce is who he is. I think she put a little sauce on it.
I don't know.
You talking about Woe Vicky?
Yeah.
So you saying she mayonnaise with peppercorns in it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It wasn't as spicy.
Maybe a little sweet.
She tried to add a little brain. It wasn't giving Old Bay. It was giving peppercorns.
Peppercorns.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's I don't know.
Okay.
But wig is not a bad word to me.
It's
to
not
me,
to me.
It's
to me
not
either.
To y'all.
No, wig is not a bad word.
I swear, when I think of wigger, I think of somebody who is, like, trying to be black.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
I think a wigger would be somebody, like, who do I think it would be a wigger?
Wigger.
What's up?
Wigger.
I like wiggers. I dated wiggers.
Wait a minute. Now, come
she
on.
She also dated just whites.
I grew up in an all-white town. Oh, wow.
I had to whisper it.
I'm tired of
because
story.
You don't gotta be.
Girl,
you
give
shouldn't
me the
have
tea.
Did it.
Girl,
you
went,
I grew up in an all-white town, very small country.
Where is
it? Orange, Texas. Orange, Texas. It's literally the last city that you hit before you hit Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So when you are in Houston and you go down south to the east, you gotta hit
like 2 hours.
So
away.
You was thick like that when you was dating the white person?
No,
see,
I was skinny growing up.
That's
I was a tiny petite tot.
So that's what made you, you know, did you have big old titties?
I had titties and no ass.
So you, okay, that's a white man.
We gonna get into the surgery
that's
stuff, because I'm a...
man's...
Oh, man. I was a white man's dream.
If you got
and big, my wig was bad.
Bitch, if you got big titties, a
no
fat
ass, and a bad wig, that
girl,
was...
giving it. Very Kim Zolciak.
Jeff Bezos should have been my man.
Oh, now see, I would have been mad at you for that.
I could have ate.
I'd have helped you milk him, girl.
Oh, I would have milked it down.
I'd have helped you milk him, because see, I would have knew the trade, the secrets to
help. You know what's crazy? He got a bad bitch. He like bad
he
bitches.
Do.
His bitch is
now
bad.
Now he got a baddie.
She's
have you
bad.
Seen girl?
Have you seen her?
Can we
Latina.
Let me pull it up?
Oh, I don't know. Hobby. Maybe Hobby.
Maybe
pull
we can
it
pull up,
up
a picture. Girl.
Put the picture up on the screen.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Jeff
really?
Bezos,
she be wearing poster girl.
Mm-hmm. She be outside.
She be outside. So and
it's
shit.
Okay. So let's get back to this a little bit when they find a picture, because I know you were saying it's hard for me being a black trans woman. So
the transition.
And the transition. So when I look at it and I look at myself or whatever, you know, I have a lot of odds that are stacked against me, like being black, being trans, being a black trans, then being heavy, because I'm not, you know, I'm not petite.
Right.
I'm heavy. And, you know, when you're fat,
you're looked at a certain way.
A different way, you know. And so, like, so everything that was handed to me, how do I want to put this?
There she go.
Oh, she cute.
That's a nice picture. She be wearing Hoochie shit.
But yeah, not pulling up the...
She be wearing Hoochie. Like, and I, when I say Hoochie, respectfully, but she be in the poster girl.
She cute.
She be wearing poster. She be wearing the shit I be wearing.
She cute, but child, they all of this girl. Mm-hmm. She cute.
But I could have got him. If that...
you could have handled that.
I could. Jeff Bezos, you still ain't safe.
He sure ain't.
Hey, we gonna double team.
Because if you go Latina and skinny, I know you like a little. With a little fried right there.
Okay.
But
thank
I want to say that everything that was stacked against me, like even in the adult entertainment business, I played off of that.
Right.
Like, okay, so I'm fat. So I guess I'll go to the BBW category. Mm-hmm. But I was fat with a big dick. Mm-hmm. I wasn't fat with a small dick. I was fat with a big dick. Mm-hmm. So that was me. So my market was, okay, bitch, you want a big dick with some meat on the bones?
Yeah.
And you want a bitch that got some motherfucking hairy crotch and got some hair up on her? Because, you know, every girl out then, this is what helped build my confidence, right? Everybody was doing the same thing. Like, it was just like pulling up to a neighborhood and all the houses are yellow. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bitch, I'm finna be a blue house. Mm-hmm. So, yo, you can go over and get all that. You can pay all the high price you want for that yellow house. So, bitch, this blue house over here, this what you gonna get over here, baby. Mm-hmm. You may go over there and get everything the same. They got all the same appliances. Everybody was clean shaven. Everybody was thin. And then they was all girl on girl. And they was doing all of this crazy shit. And I was
wanted that.
I ain't sucking no other girl's cock. Mm-hmm. I ain't fucking no white man. Mm-hmm. I ain't shaving my motherfucking pubic hairs. I ain't shaving up under my arms, bitch. I am truly what exotic is.
Mm-hmm. You were true to yourself. You were true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, go over there and smoke that mid, bitch. I am exotic. You know? Mm-hmm. And so that was a way to help build my confidence. It's like everything that was handed to me that was supposed to be like a hindrance. I was like, okay, well, let me just...
So when did you realize, like, okay, I need to make this switch to Hollywood?
Well, I had been talking to my mother, who was a solid rock in my life, and I had been telling her for the longest that I was tired of... I was like, girl, my mom tired of... And I have a very open relationship with my mom.
Right.
Now, sometimes, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, Ma here.
Here's the thing. I want y'all to know this.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah. Hey, Mama. I want y'all to know this, right? There was no way that I was going to be found out in the street dead and somebody telling my mama, you know he was fucking the men, or he was or ass spice to it. He was tricking men, wasn't telling men he was no man, and he, you know, all the shit
that
they do.
There was nothing that she wanted her to find.
So I would say, Mama, this is what I do. I do this for a living. This is what's going on. Ain't nobody going to come tell you. Let me tell you. So that they don't add no jumper cables to it.
Right.
And, you know, I told her, like, you know, Mommy, this is what I do. And shit, they was telling her.
Did that put a strain on y'all relationship at one point?
No, because I had already... The strain we had got over the hump of that.
Okay.
When did that... When was the... When
well, the strain was happened. When I was...
You were young when you came out.
Yeah, you were.
I'm 46 now. Uh-huh. So this has been going on since I was, what, 17, 18?
Well, I remember reading a story and it was like you were in your teens in high school.
So this was coming about. And see, my mother didn't understand like the transition that was going on because she thought that I was being rebellious, a rebellious kid. Or, you know, she's like, you know, he has such good grades and he was this, you know, even though I'm saying he now, I respect what my mama did at first, but now she definitely she's me. But
I'm
telling my backstory.
Right.
I'm going deeply into it because the pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Right.
Don't fuck with it.
Don't fuck with it.
But it was like, he just was, I couldn't understand why he was so, why he was changing. Like, mm-hmm. like he was such a good kid. And this, and I was like, well, because he was she. And she was internally struggling with things because she never seen it. Like, I didn't see any representation of me on television. So I didn't see anything.
It wasn't none back then.
So I didn't see anything that I could be like, okay, this is who I am. This is a part of what I am. You know, I was raised in the church. We was, you know, mm-hmm. my mom was church. So I didn't see any of the things. And then once, you know, this started going on, I would fight a lot because there was boys, they could whoop me because I was, you know, bam yeah. and stuff like that. So they would think they whoop me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm, we should, run it, nigga, you know? And so I would be getting kicked out from school.
you was whooping ass.
I'm whooping
ass. You had the pants.
Mama did not whoop ass.
You was getting out there.
Mama did not. I whoop ass. Shit, I whoop ass today.
Period.
To this day.
Don't let the face fool
the
you.
The face is kid is nothing. I will whoop ass to this day. Shit.
I'm
and listen, I'm from Florida. I'm from Dade County. Any bitch Ooh. That you know from Florida, Dade, anywhere from Florida, they men, women, kids can get it.
Oh, and the dog. I say a lot of things.
I know a lot of girls.
I don't
from
fuck
Dade.
With women from Detroit.
Oh, them hoes get it.
I don't fuck
it.
With women from Baltimore.
Oh, them hoes get it.
I don't
it.
Fuck with women from Dade.
Them
County,
hoes get it.
And I don't fuck with, where Mona from?
Philly.
Philly. I don't fuck with bitches from Philly. Detroit. Mona. I love me some Mona, but I would never fight Mona. Bitch.
And Detroit.
Yeah, that's why I said Detroit.
Oh, she said Detroit.
Yeah,
I don't fuck.
Baby, we don't fuck with Detroit.
I do not. Any other bitch, yeah, we can get out
Chicago.
There.
And Chicago.
Yeah, oh, Chicago. Oh, no. Chicago bitches not fighting. You're dead. You get
Chicago.
Shot. Exactly.
Chicago.
Don't fuck with me.
And speaking of time, real quick, before we keep going, because I feel like this is supposed to be a good-ass episode. We're going to get into so much shit. Oh, we got to ask Ty what we drinking real quick.
Okay, so this one is called The Cozy Gang in honor of our guest today. So cheers to you, honey. Oh, so cheers. This one has a little bit of tequila in it. We have some raspberry lemonade, and then it is topped with some sparkling rosé. And we garnish it with a couple of raspberries. And then I forget, I added a little glitter for you, boo.
Baby,
you got
I feel
a little
this,
glitter floating in
I
that
feel
thing.
Sparkling all this time. Got my titties jumping in there.
I know that's right.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
Cheers.
The Cozy Thank Gang.
You. And per usual, y'all know this episode was brought to y'all by LS
yes.
Liqueur. Go to your local liquor store, wherever you go, have happy hour at, and request LS Liqueur. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is a Black-owned liquor company. Super fire, super good. Add it to your desserts. Add it to your coffee in the morning like Drea be doing.
Baby, I put that in my coffee. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Yeah. I be having a... No, the LA.
Oh. We gonna send you some.
Oh, I gotta get me one.
We gonna know
about you. We got some. Mm-hmm. We got some for you. We got some.
I'm gonna put some of that in Miss Mary.
So, speaking of cozy...
Okay.
I want to talk... Because, like I said, I'm...
Because it'll be
I
a long...
Well, I wanted to talk about the TV first, though.
Okay.
Transitioning
okay.
into TV.
Okay, well, I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it. Okay, so let's fast forward. I was doing adult film. I had said to myself, God, and I talked to my mom. I said, Mommy, I'm tired of these niggas. I'm tired of men being having the ability to touch me. I'm tired of, you know... Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I never wanted to be in sex work.
Mm-hmm.
I was very intelligent. Don't let me cussing like a racehorse or a soldier fool you, baby. Mm-hmm. I am quick with numbers.
Yes.
I'm very smart, you know?
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to be a doctor, a teacher, a scientist. Like, you know, I ended up being all these things now in my life. I feel like I'm all of these things now.
Yeah. Became full circle.
Full circle. But.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And we are here to talk to y'all about Chime.com. One thing I love about Chime is that they have a fee-free overdraft program. It's called Spot Me. And one thing about me, when I was in college, you know, I would be spending a little extra that I have. And I always got penalized for it. It's like, why are you charging me for money you know I don't have? So the good thing about Chime is that they give you up to $200 without penalties.
Well, what I love about Chime is that you can get paid early because I need my money early. I ain't trying to wait till payday. And you can get your money 2 days early.
I like that because sometimes your bill be due today, not 2 days.
Not 2 days from
not
now.
Not 2 days later.
Exactly.
So what you're going to do is go to chime.com/poorminds. That's chime.com/poorminds and get started today. It just takes a few minutes. Sign up for Chime today. Joining takes just minutes. Get started at chime.com/poorminds. That's chime.com/poorminds.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply.
Mm-hmm. When I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm tired of these men having to just be able to touch me. She said, boo, if you're really serious about, you know, wanting to do something else in your life, let's pray. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't give a damn how much of a gay, trans, fag, punk, whatever the people out there in the world watching this, they're going to call me. One thing I'm solidly rooted in is my faith.
Yes.
And I love my spirituality it. And what how in touch I am with the greater power than me. Mm. Yes. Now, all that Bible stuff, I let Miss Mary tell me, and I be like, girl.
Because God be failing me too. So I get it sometimes. Nah, some things in the Bible.
He don't fail me.
Well, no, when I say fail, I mean like the Bible gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because it was written by a man.
I mean, the Bible itself is tricky. If listen, you start getting into that, then yeah, it gets a little.
That's what I mean.
I tell motherfucking hoes this. Bitch, the only thing that God truly wrote was when he took his big finger on Mount Sinai and wrote them Ten Commandments according to Deuteronomy.
Hello.
He took his big finger and wrote on them rocks and gave them to Moses down there. Right. That's the only thing that he really wrote.
Everything else, I meant to say the Bible, that's man-made. Let me correct that.
And so my mama told me, she said, boo, if you serious about that, you know, let's pray. So we prayed. I was like, girl, I'm tired. Because you get tired of them niggas touching you and just want to have you and I'm arguing.
An object.
Yeah, like.
Okay, we're going to get into that.
But it's just that I just got tired of being... Okay, I'm finna be real honest.
Come on.
I got tired of hoes thinking that we was the same.
That's fair.
And hoes that thought it, and to the hoes out here that know who y'all are, we ain't beefing no more. I love y'all the long way, but bitch, I told y'all back then we wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm. And they know now.
Oh, they definitely know now.
It's not.
I done put.
I love you because I'm sorry, I forgot on camera three. I told you hoes back then.
We and not the same. Don't get her started.
Now y'all know.
We not the same. Yeah. And so, what them bitches thought that made us the same was niggas fucking us. Like,
exactly.
Niggas calling their phone, niggas calling mine. They charge a nigga. We on the same ad. I'm like, hell no, I got to get out of this. Bitch, we not the same.
Dreho is eating and living.
Bitch, we not the same.
Let me tell you something.
Bitch, I told y'all hoes, my house was blue. Y'all hoes got yellow houses, bitch. We not the same.
That's fair.
And when they started trying to paint their houses blue, you feel what I'm saying? Because they was all over there in the yellow thing, like, until they started seeing all that money.
Really wasn't even yellow. It was really more like, you know how when white start getting dirty?
Fluorescent beige.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was giving.
Teal.
Off-white.
Them hoes' houses was them teal, hoes. Bitch.
Yes. Turquoise. So, you know.
Wasn't even the color it was painted. It just turned.
Robin's egg blue.
Bitch. Cerulean. So after that, we that's what really made me, like, really put a fire under me. Because them hoes kept telling me, listen, the first thing I did when I made my first $1 million, I bought me a house. I bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I did. And then I reinvested into my business, whatever.
Wow.
So then I started laying the foundation down for what them hoes should do. So they mm-hmm. started doing a little stuff. I'm like, they went to post about how they buying houses and how mm-hmm. they do. I said, girl, I'm tired of this. I want to get out of this and do
something. Now I got to do something else.
So we prayed and Vine came along.
Yes.
I remember when you was on Vine.
I thought I was going to be a Vine star.
Girl, listen.
I remember when you were on Vine.
Vine came along.
I remember Vine.
And I was like, well, Lord, I'm in the position right now. All I'm doing is bigdickbitch.com. This is what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm finna try to sell it until the bitch sell out. Man, I found that little thing at the little 6 seconds on Vine, and I clicked it. I said, before I put anything dirty up, I'm going to click on the hashtag Vine After Dark. So I clicked on Vine After Dark. I see everybody on there fucking. I said, oh, okay. But I didn't see the trend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I just was like, okay, well, let's do it. So the very first night that I was getting ready to launch my Vine, my girlfriend, Miss Eve, may she rest in heaven and continue to watch over me. She was doing my hair, and she bumped my hair, and she was brushing it down. And I did it. I said, new weave, 22 inches. Yes, right? So this is how y'all got to know what I'm finna say.
I know. I can't wait.
So the spirit said to me in my ear, erase that.
Oh.
Do it again.
This was a second take?
No, this is like the fifth take. The spirit said, erase that, do it again. I'm like, what? Okay. I was like, girl, no, this ain't the right. So my girlfriend erased it. We did it again. New weed, 22 inches, yes. The spirit said, erase that.
And then I know I'm what living. You about to say.
I know, that's why I'm living.
When that motherfucking last day said, new weed, 22 inches, yes. Post it. I posted that shit at the middle of the night. When I woke up the next morning.
Crazy.
I was all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
All over social media. So again, nobody can shake how divinely I feel that I'm placed on mm-hmm. this earth.
Is this
no matter if I was an adult film, no matter if I was a whore, a hooker, whatever, because people can look at all that shit on the outside and don't understand that that's my testimony. Because I'm sitting on this sofa with y'all ladies. I am a Grammy winner.
Bitch. Well, that's what I was going to say. We've been on this sofa with you. Yes. Not Grammy, Emmy too.
Don't forget the Emmy now.
I'm sitting on this sofa in that. And my start was me trying to figure out who I am, what I am. Then go forward to becoming who I am. And then getting into adult film work. And then people saying I can. Somebody out there has to be inspired. Not because I was a sex worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. But because the odds were stacked against.
Right.
You had nothing on your side.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And so this is why I always let people know, no, there's nothing that could shake my faith in God, in the spirit, the universe, whatever the hell you want to call it, that's divinely has. What? Yes, ma'am. So I was at the part about Vine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Vine happened. I blew up overnight with the Vine thing because the spirit told me to do X, Y, and Z. And then I just kept doing little nude stuff on the Vine. And then there was one Vine I did was like, she got a dick. It ended up being on Tosh.0. So, like, that happened. And then one last Vine I had was that I do remember. It was the haters keep chasing me. I was naked. And then one I did where I said, come on in. BigDBitch.com.
Yeah.
BigDBitch.com.
But... Which the Vine was the Puerto Rican?
No, that was
later though.
That was later.
That was way later.
That's later on, girl. I'm just a viral. Y'all
Puerto Rican.
Y'all gonna get so
Puerto
many
Rican.
Viral clips
That's
out of
like
this.
It's so many of them.
It's gonna be so many viral clips from this.
Oh my god!
I remember Puerto Rican.
I love that because every time I put on a Puerto
Rican, honey, Rican.
That's right. Right now, Rican. I feel Puerto Rican.
Rican, honey.
Oh my god!
But fast forward, I got Vine famous, and then, you know, I started getting bookings.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started getting bookings. I remember my first booking was $500, right?
Ooh,
I thought I had
like...
did something. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? That's my first booking. Like, girl, I got a club appearance for $500. Then it went to $1,000. Then it went to $1,500. And now, right. Honey, you can't get me.
Oh, now I'm not going to even tell you the price.
You can't get
That's me. That's why I was like...
Can't get me now.
Yeah.
But all that stuff... happened, and then my life just like people started finding me, like the Osbournes found me. People don't even know that the Osbournes found me from that, and they wanted me privately to jump out of a cake for their oldest daughter, not
Kelly,
not this, her oldest sister.
Okay,
they wanted me to jump out of cake for her birthday.
How much they was trying to pay you,
girl?
How much they was trying to pay you?
Well, it's the back then, I got an idea.
Back then, it was the cute little piece of change. But I don't know, for some reason it didn't. They wanted me to sign NDAs. I didn't know anything about all that.
Oh, so you thought maybe it was a little bit
I didn't
extra.
Know anything. Because I wasn't fucking no people like that.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't fucking
I wasn't
Ozzie.
Going to fucking like
you
that.
You want to give Ozzy a little something? I want to suck Ozzy.
Not for no, not
bit.
For. You want to?
Hey, it was giving, hard for me.
Girl, not for what they was trying to give me to jump out of cake, no.
I would have gave Ozzy a little pussy.
And no shade, because, I mean, you know, you like white men.
Hey, but no, I don't. Stop saying that.
You do.
It's okay if you like white men.
I don't. She do.
I used to, because I was around. My Maddie, man is black.
Because I know, the people who love you call you Maddie. Can
yeah,
I call
oh,
you
yeah,
Maddie?
Yeah, you call me Maddie, yeah.
Maddie, she like white men.
Ain't no wrong with liking
no,
white men.
No, I don't. My she man do. Is black.
Bitch, now. Listen, have you not seen Captain America's ass?
No.
Bitch.
I will make exception.
I will.
Chris Evans.
Bitch, I will. Captain America, you looking at this thing right here?
It's
bitch.
Very few men I will make an exception for. Baby. Chris
and
Evans.
And you will make one for Ozzy Osbourne?
Back then.
For money.
Back then.
That makes sense.
I just
okay, want to
tell you something right now. Captain America, if you looking at this motherfucking tape right here, bitch, that shield wouldn't protect. That titanium steel would not protect you from the hammer that Thor gave over here, bitch. It wouldn't protect you.
Not Thor.
Bitch, I'll tear that Chris Evans out of... Bitch, I'll wear that...
Beat it out the
bitch,
flag.
Bitch, I... Ooh, my God.
Marvel ain't ever booking us.
Oh, my God.
Captain America booty was a little...
Ooh, that thing's
it
fine.
Was fine, but Thor tight. Was fine, too.
Ooh, yes, that Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I know what's, all they names.
What's the other one that used to dance? Channing Tatum?
Now, that's some ass on Channing Tatum, too.
Facts.
Baby, that thing, fine. That ass...
I'm telling you.
Baby, that's a Magic City ass right there.
I'm telling
the
you.
The finest white man that... I mean, and I don't even know if he's white, for real, but Jason Momoa...
Oh, my mama love him.
Oh, my God.
But he got people from the caucus.
I just watched Aquaman 2.
Ooh.
And he made me real wet.
Listen, you hear my mama back there talking about, ooh.
My like Jason Momoa.
My sister going to break that 20 years,
man. My mama say, baby, she'll go off of that sabbatical. Rub it out with some of that holy oil. Get the knees right.
Little oil.
Okay, so I have to talk about
this. I'm sorry, y'all. This
is okay.
All over the place.
I know. Okay. And, but they used to this. They love this.
They
talk about how that link up with Beyonce came. Like, we got
to
talk about
this.
My first link up was, the very first big link up I had was it RuPaul? Yeah, my first big link up was RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. No, my first.
I know everybody.
I know.
I want y'all to know.
I believe
I know every.
I know.
Body.
And now we thankful because you know us.
Yeah, y'all my girl.
So now you, I said,
but I know
that's my friend.
Bitch, I know all them folks.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
my security guard over there, which is also my very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's my security guard over there. He goes with me all the places to keep me, you know, keep them niggas protected from me because you know I have to square. I square.
Yeah, and you'll get out there.
But he say, God, like all of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Black, white, all them superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because I have been 100% authentically myself. Not to say that I don't give a fuck, but God makes things happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas ain't gonna never tell me I can't get nothing because God gonna provide for me. Mm-hmm. If he see fit for me to slide up in one of the movies or slide up in one of them things, that's what's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Whether Tyler Perry let me through, whether Lee Daniels let me through, any of that stuff let me through, he gon' if he want me there,
he'll
circumvent all around them niggas and let me get through that.
Baby, let me tell you.
You got it with me. Huh?
My first link up was RuPaul. My second link up was Lee Daniels.
Mm.
Like Lee Daniels found me
mm-hmm.
and loved me. Had me working for Fox. That's how I got in the door with Fox and all that, doing all that stuff
with
Fox.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then, so many people. So many. God.
Yeah.
So the Beyonce thing, let's get on, just get to it.
Yeah.
I did a rant because the spirit told me.
Mm.
This was during George Floyd, when George Floyd got killed.
Right.
And it was...
That was like before COVID, a little before COVID, or was it during COVID?
It was during.
It was during COVID.
It was on that wave like that. And... Another trans girl by the name of Iyanna Dior got beat up in the gas station by a whole bunch of black folks. So the spirit told me to just rant. I was so fucking mad because I'm like, nigga, we're going through crisis right now where the police got this, they knee on this man that done killed this motherfucking man.
Mm-hmm.
And our black ass need to be so unified, need to be more unified as black folks than ever now.
Mm-hmm.
And we over here whooping on this girl because she trans.
Mm.
And it's like, when do we see that we all niggas?
Mm-hmm.
When is the lid going to come from over the eyes? That I don't give a fuck if we all sucking dick or we not sucking dick at all, or we got titties at the top, dick at the bottom. We is niggas.
They still look
niggas.
At us as niggas.
Light skin, dark skin, pretty eyes,
the beige,
good hair. Baby.
Bitch, we black.
Because you know what proved that? When Beyonce did the Super Bowl. And she did the whole thing where she was like, you know, standing up for black people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still, that's why Jay-Z said, still a nigga. You still a nigga.
Yes. And so I ranted about that. I didn't know that this was going to reach the ears of the great Yonce all on this mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, liquor.
Ooh. Period.
So
she's a woke queen.
Yes. And so when this happened, I didn't know anything about it. So obviously, when you listen to Beyonce talk about how she worked on Renaissance, she had worked on Renaissance for years. So she had done watched this already.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 2020. What were we in 2024?
Yeah.
It was 2022 when the album dropped. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Okay, time flying.
That's what I'm saying.
So fast forward to 2022 in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Costa Rica. And I'm getting ready to go. And so my
Who's
phone.
Going to Costa Rica, though?
Girl, I have to take my fans with me, honey, on a trip.
I'm coming next
come
trip.
Come on, let's go. Shit.
Yes, can we come?
We outside. Listen, we are definitely the men's.
Okay.
So we was in, I'm in Costa Rica, and I'm getting ready to leave. And so I'm getting an email, like an email over and over from this. I didn't even look at the record label's name.
Parkwood.
I didn't see it at the bottom.
I'm imagining ignoring an email from Parkwood.
I didn't even pay attention at the bottom. I'm over here like, girl, who is this telling me to clear song two? What is song two? What is you talking about song two? Because, mm-hmm. you know, Cozy is song number two on.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Stop it.
I love Cozy.
How I got to clear? What kind of clearance? What is they talking about? So I'm telling my manager, girl. Then I said, girl, they are really adamant about Madison, this is urgent.
Fucking urgent.
But he did not say it was from Beyonce?
I didn't pay it no attention. Okay. I was in Costa Rica. The internet was bad. And
yeah.
Curly Puerto Rican.
Yeah. So I told Legra, I said, Legra, go back and read the email and ask them how much they got. So when she asked them how much they got, you know, and I seen the zeros come back, then I went down.
You was like, okay.
I went down to the bottom of the email.
Because who got that much
money? Because I said, who sent it? Who trying to give me some coins like this? That's all. It said Parkwood. So we sent it over to my lawyer. And then my lawyer said, this is definitely Beyonce. I said, okay, girl.
Let's do it.
Then the album leaked.
That is crazy.
The album leaked.
Like, but what was your initial, like when you realized it was Beyonce?
Okay, because Okay. Back
like
up.
You said, the internet was bad.
Yes.
You didn't realize who it was.
I was filming Drag Race. Y'all know I'm a judge on RuPaul's Drag
Race. Right.
That's where you got you?
Yeah. So yeah. I was filming Drag Race, and I'm on there filming Drag Race. So I'm sitting by RuPaul, and I said, Ru, do you know Beyonce done cleared out all her social medias? And Ru said, I think they getting ready to do a Destiny's Child reunion. And I'm thinking, like, Ru saying, you know, because Ru got the tea, you know.
Yeah.
And Ru was like, I think they get ready to do a Destiny's Child. I said, ooh, I would love it. I can't wait for that to happen, you know. Because mm-hmm. everybody was in shambles because she had uncleared out her.
I remember that.
I remember that.
Because I was losing my mind.
Because we knew something was getting ready to happen. Bitch, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So fast forward, I'm over here saying, damn, she always doing stuff with Big Freedia. I would love.
Oh, my God.
I promise you. I'll almost be in tears. Like, think about it.
Yes.
Because like,
I would love.
And I love me some Beyonce.
I would love to do something with Beyonce because she always doing something with Big Freedia, you know. And I like, because sometimes I feel like I'm an overlooked queen.
Yeah.
You know, but that's another thing. But, and I said, I would love to. Bitch. When that shit happened and then the album leaked and my girlfriend called me and said, so, bitch, you weren't going to tell us that you was on Beyonce album?
And
said,
you ain't even minute. Know.
I said, hold on. So this means this email and this shit and all this stuff coinciding? Girl.
Yes.
And then I told her, I said, girl, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it when the album comes out. When it comes out, crazy. I want to hear it.
Did you cry?
I did.
I know you did.
Because...
Oh, stop. You're going to make me
cry. Yeah, I feel like I'm about to cry.
Because this song is so important.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm about to cry. Sorry.
It's so important, especially now we're in February, so it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
It's so important for us. Because regardless to however anybody sees me out there, I'm for my people, for mm-hmm. Black people. I'm for that.
Mm-hmm. I've black always at the end of the day.
I'm Black. And I've been for that. And for that woman who is the worldwide phenomenon, to use my rant that meant so much for me, ranting about my community being together, sticking together as a community for Black people, and to use that and mesh that with when she was singing about the colors of the flag,
mm-hmm.
the LGBTQIA flag,
mm-hmm.
and merging it together, it was what I've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was what I've been saying.
Because you've been standing for the community for a long time.
Black. Like, we are Black.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if we gay or trans or whatever shade or color is, we are Black.
Yep, we are.
And that was so... There's no words that I could put, like, how that... I watched her tour.
Mm.
And I seen them. France, Spain,
mm-hmm.
Italy. Like, these people all over the world. Chanting.
Speaking your words. I'm not gonna lie. When I went to the Renaissance concert, I've been to a lot of concerts. I'm a music girl,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a concert girl because I like to be really intimate. One of my favorite concerts I went to, as crazy as it sounds, was The Dream, because how intimate he got with his audience. You know, like, I'm a music person. Never. I don't go to concerts. I went to Renaissance, and it was life changing.
It's an experience.
I texted Drea. I said, "We're not doing enough. If you don't leave a Beyonce concert and feel like I was like, I'm not doing enough."
Let me tell you something. I'm from Houston, born and raised. Moved to Atlanta when I was 25. I love Beyonce. Maybe because she's from the same city I'm from. I don't know. But I just have always loved her down. That was the Renaissance concert was probably like my third Beyonce concert I've been to. But it was the most impactful one that I've ever been to.
Y'all want to know the first time I saw Beyonce in concert? It was when they just recorded Survivor. It was the first time they performed it. Mm-hmm. It was at the rodeo. And I seen her perform Survivor. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
I understood Beyonce then.
Renaissance was just a different
But it was a different fucking era.
And then when I went to see the movie saw you in the movie.
Yes, I was in that. You know, I can't.
Do you know what you, like, I love everybody gives you your flowers.
They don't. And you know why? It's
okay. But they need to.
It's okay.
Let me tell you why, because I get the money.
Yeah.
But you know what? And this is what I say, too.
The money is important.
Great, but let me say this. Poor minds, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. From day one, when I said I even have the opportunity of getting to grace our presence, because breaking down doors, like me and Drea have broke down doors, because guess what? Bad bitches can't talk. Bad bitches
they
not
do.
Funny.
They say we don't have no.
BBL
they say
girls,
if you look a certain
no.
way, you can't have no personality and all that type of shit. And I feel like we have like definitely shown people different.
Oh, baby, but the doors we had to break down isn't compared to what you have. You got a fucking Emmy. Stop. Like,
well, it's because of Drag Race, though. I want my own Emmy. I have to tell you, I do want my own Emmy, and I'm going to get it.
You are.
I'm going to get it. My own Emmy, you know.
But what I'm saying is, you know how many people been on that show and haven't got one?
Yeah. And also, that Grammy. Mm. Like, people try to underwhelm everything that goes on in my life, whatever. And it's okay. I'm all right with that, because I know, you know. My friend told me, he said to me, Madison, I just think that it's at the end. That you may get all the things, whatever. Or it's just crazy that they may talk about all the things, whatever. And I said, it's okay, boo, because I'm going to get all the money before the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, smart. I'm going to get all the money before the end. And the accolades come, that's great, whatever. If they don't, that's great or whatever. As long as my legacy is left in the ground, you know, and for the people out there like you ladies, as bio women, as trans women, as black gay men, black straight men, person can't say that they can't look and get nothing from over here, because that's that you would be telling a fucking lie.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't, you know, because I got it out the mud for sure.
Mm-hmm. Facts. What's up, y'all? It's your girl XP.
And it's your girl Drea Nicole.
And we are here to talk to y'all about RocketMoney.com.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
I know I'm guilty of signing up for subscription services I completely forget about and wasting money. We always sign up for something. It'll say 30, 60 days for free, and then you totally forget about it. Then it's charging your account, and you're not even using it.
Yes, I love Rocket Money. They have over 5 million users. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things about it is they'll even help you get your money back. Like, they will help you get your money refunded that you spent over the last few months.
Yes, I feel like this is something that you need to do. I'm telling you, you have a subscription service that you completely forgot about. Mm-hmm. It's either charging you on your Apple card, your debit card, your credit card. Somebody is making their money, and you don't even know it. So what you're going to do is go to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. Save you some money.
Period.
Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. rocketmoney.com/poorminds.
But sometimes I feel some type of way when I'm looked over for things. Like, I see them giving out awards, or I see them having the honors and this and the other. And I'm like, well, damn, you know, a lot of those, if you ask any of those people that are at those places, like, the reason why or what inspired them, they're going to say the TS, you know. But then, I mean, it's true. And that's not me being
arrogant. I'm agreeing.
That's not me being arrogant. But then, you know.
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I'm a little ignorant to the community. I'm not gonna lie. I am.
It's okay.
But the first time I seen a certain extent. The first time I seen her, like, I was like, oh, she bad. Oh, fuck, she got a dick. Yeah. But I kind of like it.
Well, I'll say this.
But it was you.
Yeah. They always see bigdickdick.com.
I was like, oh, my God. I said, she fine with a pee.
But the crazy thing is, once they see it, they like you.
I mean, okay, shit, it
so
worked.
Let me say this, because we're going to do a Patreon episode, because I have to ask you about the Lil Nas X video.
Uh-huh. And we're going to ask you about Boosie.
Oh, yeah, Boosie. Come on, let's do it.
But we're going to do that on Patreon.
All right, yeah. Y'all.
So we're going to fast
you
forward.
You want me to do a drop?
Yeah, do a drop for the Patreon.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This Poor Minds interview is off the Richter scale. If you want to catch this and all the exclusive tea, please visit www.patreon.com/poorminds.
Period.
And get the exclusive from the TS herself. Yep. Don't meet me there, bitch.
Beat me there.
So we're gonna talk about all that stuff later. So right. We're gonna get into our topic.
So we're gonna get into topic number one. So for topic number one.
We ain't got to the topic.
This was just the icebreaker. That was the icebreaker.
Oh my gosh, shit.
We ain't even got into a topic yet.
All right, well, come on, let's do a topic.
Okay, let's do a topic.
All right.
So for the first topic, we wanna talk about detransitioning.
Detransitioning.
Yes.
Okay, so what is that?
Okay, so let me tell you.
Lex said she looked it up.
I didn't look it up. I'm a TikTok girl.
Oh, there is a girl on there saying she...
No. It's not a girl. Okay, so I'm a TikToker.
Okay.
I scroll. And when I scroll and I find things that I find interesting, you know, it shows up on your algorithm.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been a big girl my whole life. I'm tall. Like, Nikki said, Bigfoot. I got a Bigfoot, too. You know, shout out to Meg. I love tall women. I'm a tall woman. I'm big.
You're exotic.
Sometimes when things come on my timeline about bigger women, I tend to watch those things. So my algorithm got into like trans categories of things. So I ended up in this category. And this honestly is a sector of Twitter I've been in for like 8 months. I mean, TikTok.
Okay.
Is a whole community of people who are detransitioning.
Mm.
And it's people who are like, okay, I'm a transgender woman, I'm a transgender man, and then they regret their decision.
Oh.
And they try to go back. It's a whole community, and it's very large.
Okay.
It's a large side. So I wanted to talk to you about
this because
one thing I will say about you is I know you're very unbiased when it comes to your community, and you really speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, people say, oh, if you feel like you are a transgender woman or man, it's a mental illness, you're sick, you're not right in the head. And I talked to a lot of my, I have a lot of gay friends, I have a lot of people, and I talked to one of my friends and he was like, you know what, I think a lot of people detransition because he was like, I was confused.
Uh-huh.
I felt like, okay, I like men. Maybe I'm supposed to be a woman. He was like, and I tried out being a woman. I was like, I don't like being a woman. I'm not a woman. And he was like, I just like men and I'm gay. He was like, so a lot of people that are detransitioning, they just don't realize it's a difference between changing your sexuality and changing your gender.
Right.
So you made the transition at a very young age, and this was really who you are. So I wanted you to really speak on people who kind of jump the gun and you really don't want to transition. Because that's a big decision to make.
Changing back is even a big
decision. You can't change back, honestly.
I mean, not all the way.
I seen a girl who she got her boobs done.
And she had to get the surgery.
I seen one actually had the bottom surgery and they can't go back. I seen one person who was transitioned to a man. Her voice... can't get her voice back. It's a lot. It's deep. So I really wanted you to touch on that.
I think that everybody's own personal identity is just that. That's their own personal identity. And a lot of things that happen with us can sometimes come from peer pressure, influence. You know, let's say if we're in the community, because I'm going to tell you this story, and this story probably going to tie it in. It's going to be quick. This is how Rickon came about. Rickon. Ooh, I feel like a spinner.
I love Rickon. It's my favorite.
I love Rickon, too.
I love Selena and all this stuff. It was a joke. But here's the truth to that. I was 19 years old, and I had always been told by other trans people and other women, bio women, You know, I don't want to use the word sis. I don't like that.
I get it.
I don't want to get into that shit. But other bio women was like, well, you ain't never going to be real because you ain't never going to have no pussy. You hear this 50-11 times. In your mind and in your aura, you want to be as real as you can. And so a lot of women, trans women, sometimes I feel, and do not, people out there watching me, take my word as law. These are my thoughts.
Right.
Because I'm solid in my transition.
Yes.
And I don't want no pussy. That's another story.
Okay, we're going to talk about that.
But my thing is, you hear a lot of this going on. So at 19, I remember me hearing, you know, all the girls saying, oh, girl, if you want to be real, bitch, you got to be sick. You want to be sickening, girl, you got to get you a pussy. And so I'm like, I don't want no pussy, but I want to be real. So I had told myself that I was going to, when I get up enough money, I was going to get a sex change. Because all the girls were telling me that in order for you to be, you know, for men to really, you know, this and ever, you have to have a pussy. So I was peer pressure in the beginning into thoughts of wanting to have a sex change.
Right.
So one night I had a rendezvous with a Puerto Rican guy. And because we're pressed for time, I'll just give you the short thing. We went out. I mean, I picked him up. We went back to my place. You know, I didn't tell him at first what I was because, you know, I was a little nervous. And then he was like, he knew, girl, because I was trying to hide razor bumps. I had razor bumps from ear to ear. That nigga fucking.
But let me just say, in person, not a razor bump.
Oh, no, because that was then.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, I'm this is now.
I'm advanced, the TS, bitch. I'm a woman, honey.
Oh, right. Period.
But that was then. And so I was trying to hide that. And then he was like, what you doing all that for, whatever? I was like, well, you know, I'm a trans. Well, I was, it was a trans. I'm a she-male. That's back then.
That's like,
this is back then.
That's what people used to say.
I'm a she-male, you know? And so he was like, oh, okay, you know? So we went in the house and, you know, we got into our little groove or whatever. And I kept my panties up. He was like, no, pull it down.
You wanted to see them balls.
He wanted to see them balls and that dick and them titties. Pull it down. Because I had little titties.
Oh, my God. Stop
it. He was like, pull it down. I was like, no, sir. And then when it came down or whatever and everything was out, I was still doing like this.
Because you, yeah.
Because I was like,
you can't tuck that big thing.
Can't do it.
It's big.
Hush.
Stop.
So I was trying to be as cunt as I was possible.
Stop.
And he was like, let it. And so he was like,
you let that motherfucker.
He was like, oh my God, you're so
beautiful. I'm not going to lie, you are, though.
You are.
And I've seen it.
But sisters, listen to me, y'all.
In that moment,
because I never wanted to have a SRS. I wanted to have a SRS because they were telling me.
What's SRS?
Sexual reassignment surgery.
Okay.
They were telling me that I had to have a pussy in order to
So you
to
felt
real.
Like that's what you needed to do?
When I pulled my panties down and everything, he was like, oh my, like, he told me I was perfect.
So
that was it for me.
That
was
that's
the
all
last
you needed.
That was the last time I thought about having a motherfucking sex change. That was the last time.
You never because it wasn't it. Something that you wanted
you
to
wanted
do.
To, I feel like it was more so pleasing.
Right.
Other people.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. So you think every.
I don't
want to speak for people.
I can't speak for all.
I do want to talk about the reason I wanted to talk about detransitioning is because I'm not gonna lie, like everybody goes through a little weird phase. When I was six, I was like, Mom, call me DJ. I'm a boy. It was like I was six. I was a tomboy growing up. Mm-hmm. But when, like, by the time I turned 10.
But you wasn't mentally insane.
No, I mean.
You were going through hormonal changes. You were going through.
Right.
You're trying to figure it out.
Right.
But there are people. That are on, I can't think of the girl's name.
Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I was and on her show.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do you feel about people that are transitioning their children at such a young age? Because if my mom would have allowed me to be DJ,
you would have been fucked up.
I would have been fucked up and mad. I love being a woman. I was a tomboy. I just like to play football.
Bitch. This baby Jazz, is she like
trans? She's grown now. Jazz is grown
and
now.
And she's still securing her decision.
Well, she's had the operation.
She's had the bottom
she's
operation.
Had bottom surgery.
The SRS.
She's it. Yeah, she.
Okay.
So I'm on the fence with this, and I never talk
and
about
how
this
old
stuff.
Is, like, how old is she about?
Jazz is 20.
She's got to be in her 20s now.
But this was before.
Was very young.
Oh, yeah. Jazz was transitioning on TV. It's a TLC.
Well, she was like 10.
I Am Jazz, like 8, 7. Yes, around that time.
I remember.
Oh, wow.
That. Yes.
But Jazz has always looked like a girl.
She did.
She's always looked like a girl. She's always carried herself like a girl. She always was a girl.
Right.
And so, you know, I personally think. But here's where I'm on the fence because I got a little flack.
You said you never talked about this.
Yeah, well, I was on the show and I got a little scratch back from it because I asked her, because right now she's going through a lot of depression and a lot of stuff, but she was already going through that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't the surgery that did it. They had to, inform me, you know? Mm-hmm. They had to inform me that this, because I talked to her parents. Here's where I'm on the fence. Had I transitioned early,
mm-hmm.
I would have been happy. Like if I could have went in the room and said, "Mommy, I think I'm a girl or I'm a woman," and she gave me that opportunity, I think I'd have been more softer.
Mm.
I would. It took me longer to get softer as the older because I did it in the older space.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been soft, but I'm secure. This is what I want to be.
Yeah.
I would have been softer. I wouldn't have had to go through no hair growth and all that other shit. Like I'm got to get laser and all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to be going through that. So I'm in a space of like, I wish that could have happened for me, you know, but it didn't because my household wasn't, I'm from a black household. They ain't doing all that. But I also think about like, I loved having the opportunity to experience being a boy. At first, to know that that's not what I wanted, that I had no connection to that. So I'm glad that I got the opportunity to experience that. And I think that what happens with trans people, we need to have the opportunity to experience, experience so that we can know. Girl, there is nothing about me want to be on no fucking man. I don't want to buy no sneakers. I don't want to get no haircuts. There's nothing about that interests
me. That's not appealing.
There's nothing about it. I think being a woman is the most beautiful thing that you can be.
I think so, too.
And that's just what it is, you know. Now, I don't have a menstrual cycle. I don't want a menstrual cycle.
It's terrible.
I know. I watch
it. And you're very lucky you don't have one.
Listen, but I go through a menstrual cycle with my mom when she had her. So I know what she's... So, and I want to speak to this because this is important for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
I know that both of you ladies are females,
mm-hmm.
and I was born male.
Mm-hmm.
But you ladies share a lived experience that I could never share.
Mm,
and right. That is you both have menstrual cycles. You both can bear children. These are things that... But we have shared experiences when we come down to talking about our experiences with men. We can sit here and have conversations about
all day
things, how men treat us and how this, because this is where the men treat a woman.
Yep.
So I know the differences in between. So I don't need anybody because I know the straight folks that watch this stuff oh, you a man? Girl, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is my thought. So trans people that are going to watch this show, chill, because I will fuck you up. I think that we should have the opportunity to live to a degree to understand, like, this is what I want to do or I'm not. And I also feel, I think this is the Libra in me. And I also feel...
Ooh, you a Libra.
Yes.
My man Libra.
Yeah! Wow.
That's what you were just talking about. I was like, I'm a Libra rising.
And I'm a Taurus
rising. And she is Taurus rising. Mm-hmm. That's why we...
Click. Mm-hmm. And I feel that if I had the opportunity, this is my personal feeling. If I had the opportunity to transition when I was younger,
you would have did it.
Yes, I would have, because I would have been more softer, more woman.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? This is where I get,
because
you know what? I'm not soft. I'm, I walk in the building, hey, ho, that nigga. You probably would have been softer.
No,
transitioning earlier.
No, you soft mamas.
No,
all that stick and juicy.
No, but what I'm saying is
muscle.
It doesn't. Okay, but you're talking about body wise because I feel like soft. That's why I say the definition of there is no definition of a man and a woman.
It's not.
And the reason I say that because there's women that are born biologically a woman and they're harder than some of these men out here.
That is true.
Physically,
that is true.
So you can say physically you would have been born softer, but I'm a hard person.
You're not hard.
But when I say hard. I'm not like, Drea is very like delicate, very, dainty. I'm not that.
I don't see the difference.
Okay, you don't, but this is coming from, and we're going to talk about this on Patreon because we're going to get into what people say about Jess Hilaire. I get that all the time. That was a joke people used to say to me all the time. So you a linebacker. Oh, shit, let's a linebacker.
Okay, I'm glad you said this.
I get that all the time. So it's like, I cannot change how I am. Yes, I'm tall. Yes, I got big feet. Yes, I got a deep voice. Yes, when I laugh, I'd be like, ho ass nigga. Like, this is my personality, but I'm still a fucking woman.
You're a female. Yes, you're a woman. But here's the thing, when that Jess stuff, Jess herself has been misgendered. I never misgendered Jess. Jess has been misgendered by the industry people
by society.
Being, you know, because she has. I think Jess is very pretty to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jess is very pretty. But I also think that Jess has, she has masculine energy.
As do I. It's
masculine energy. And if you are a person that can pick up on energy, you it makes you, because I've been around some men that I done been like.
Sometimes men have feminine energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you're kind of. Right, and that's not the case.
Right.
I'm like, girl, you're kind of a girl.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's why I say, like, it's hard to define what a woman is. And the reason I say that is because I'm a biological woman.
Yes.
Now, I agree. Like, when Bruce Jenner got Woman of the Year, it was weird to me because...
First of all, y'all puss-ass hoes was playing on our tops. Exactly. Doing that bull-ass.
Hello.
Shit.
Hello.
And Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn, who I'm going to not disrespect, but Caitlyn was the prime example of foolery when it comes down to the
trans
community.
And I also think he's going through a detransition right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You talked about this a little bit. You have touched on so many subjects that I already want to touch on. So, a trans woman, do you date straight men?
Yes.
Do you date gay men?
Gay men don't like me.
Why?
What you mean?
Men that identify as gay don't want me.
Why?
I'm a woman.
Okay, that's fair.
They want...
A man.
Men.
But yes. You date straight men, so... Yes. But they want
men
a vagina.
Men who identify as straight, yes.
Men who identify as straight, they want a vagina.
Yeah.
But that's why I think.
But here's the thing.
Wait.
We've gotten to the place where this all we focused on is genitalia.
Mm.
There are some men like that are attracted to just exactly who you are.
Okay.
And you know, now I think, and here we go, men. Mm-hmm. I'm not upholding y'all and y'all motherfucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that men who date trans women are not homosexual. I think that they are either because they have the right to identify. Just like we identify as what we identify. Mm-hmm. They have the right to identify as whatever they choose.
Right.
They have the right to say, I'm straight. They got the right to do that.
Right.
Now, when it comes down to it, I believe that if a man sleeps with a woman and a trans woman, he is still straight because that's a woman on all spectrums in his eyes. Women have to get out of that complex of thinking like, oh, if he... Y'all both are very fine and sexy ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm slightly built like y'all. I used to be before.
No, you are built like me.
I mean, you are.
You're built. I just got breast reduction. Me before my breast reduction, I looked
like this.
Yes.
But sister, I used to be, you know, you've seen the stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is my thing. What makes you think that if we all lined up and all our titties sitting up and our asses like this and a man attracted to that now he's, you know, that man like, damn, should I eat all them? Men are impulsive when it comes down to sexual things. So you can't just identify or put a label on somebody for a sexual experience. You can't. I could go out here, y'all bad in the motherfucker. And if my dick would have got hard and I could have hit both of y'all, I'm still going to want me a man when it's over.
Mm.
I can hit both of y'all today and still want me a nigga. Still want me a nigga.
Okay, but let me say this. I'm not going to
lie. Can I be honest right now?
Okay, but I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like, so, if you don't feel like if a man wants penetration, that doesn't make
him... But listen, there men that deal with me don't always want... It's some niggas be like, bitch, you better put that motherfucker to the side. Move that shit. I ain't got to do with that.
But they just want that.
But they just want the butt.
They want that. They want my energy.
Because we say
it's the connection.
It's the connection.
It's the person.
It's the connection. And my thing is, just because a man has an experience does not necessarily make him that.
Mm.
Just because a woman has an experience doesn't necessarily make her that.
Mm-hmm.
A man could be out there hitting 50 damn queen, 50 transsexuals.
Mm-hmm.
He could be hitting 50 transsexuals. That don't make him want to be just, like, I would, that's, some of that is just a sexual thing for a nigga.
Okay, but I'm not going to lie. Can I keep, that's all I say.
But Let me ask something.
But if that's my man's sexual thing, he don't really like me.
Yes, he do.
No, he don't.
How?
I'm not gonna.
No, how? How? If he's having sex with 5-6 trans women, how does he really like me?
He don't. That what made him stop liking you? Because he could be having sex with 5-6
different. I'm talking about if they didn't have the surgery.
He could be having sex with 5-6 different bitches. That man is out there fucking.
Mm.
Now, when we talk about getting...
So you feel like fucking don't matter. It's just fucking.
No, they be fucking. These niggas will cut a hole in the box and stick their dick in.
I agree with that.
We do say that.
We always say that.
Girl, please.
Okay, so can I keep it real?
Yes, babe.
We say niggas will hump concrete long as they can come.
So let me say what I have to say, and I hope y'all don't cut this clip. I'm going to keep it honest.
Come on.
If my man told me, like, he had sex with, like, a trans woman, I would feel like... You was probably over there sucking a little dick.
Your mind would tell you that.
Yeah, so that's my... Because I feel like if you want vagina and you want that, that's what you want. Because I feel like if you're having sex with somebody who still has a penis, the penis is what you want because I want a penis.
I think that's where my mind goes.
And it's
like
not a problem.
Penis.
It's not a problem with a man wanting a penis. It's not a problem because I just don't want a man who wants a penis.
See, those are...
Because I don't want vagina.
Right. See, those are your thoughts. But there are... What people don't understand, if you never really get opportunity to talk to men who are in that space of, like, I just want to... I like a trans girl. I like bio women and I like a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... They're trans... I don't give a fuck if she got a dick or not. I don't want... I'm not there for... It's... I like... God, y'all finna fuck me up.
Okay. Come on. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But
there are some men that like the manufacturer. They like the manufacturer. This is like, that's
get what the?
They got a dick.
Yeah.
That's okay. But move that. I'm not here for that.
They don't want the dick.
Women will never understand. In my line of work, when I used to be a sex worker and stuff like that, there were a large percentage of men that came to clientele with me that never touched my dick.
Oh. Mm, really?
Never.
So that's why I said, we in the bed now. We in the bed.
They never touched it. They never did.
That's not what they was there
for. They came there because it was exotic.
So, can I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
You was like a bottom.
No, that's the top.
Because that's what I always wonder too. I wonder if.
Because we in the bed now, y'all. We moving on. We in the bed.
Do men necessarily feel like, okay, you're going to be a bottom automatically because you're a woman.
Yeah, well, that's what they come there for me to play that role. But now this new age of stuff that's going on.
That's what I say.
It's a lot of new age shit going on.
Because I'm not going to lie. Like, if I was hitting on you, I want you to have...
You want me to fuck?
I want you to give it to me.
It's a lot, right, because you know I got a big cock.
I do.
Well, see, I would...
Like, I would have... Like, I would have... I would give T.S. a pussy. I want to know what it's
like,
hitting
for. I would
want
to give it to you.
But you see her mentality.
Baby, if you give
see,
it
you
to
want
me,
the dick.
Because you look so good.
I want that pee.
See, you want the dick. She want to fuck.
I want her to beat me down.
But here's the thing. Did you see how both of these women, both of these women have their own set of identities on what they want to do? This is how the men operate.
Okay.
The men operate like that. Like she said, you fast as shit. I don't want you to dick. You look like this. I know you got it, but I want to beat you.
I would want to,
You would want to beat her?
I would, because she's so fine.
I would want her to beat me up.
And now this answers y'all question.
Oh, God.
This is the way it works.
Oh.
This is exactly the way it works with men. This is how the men feel. It works exactly like this.
Mm. Okay.
This is y'all answer right here. That's how it happens. There are men who say, damn, I want to fuck that. I got a cousin. She's so motherfucking real. So pussy, so real. Gorgeous. A man told us, I ain't never fucked that one of y'all niggas before. But I fucked that nigga right there. I tie a string around that nigga dick until that shit
They said
off.
That about you?
About my cousin. Because my cousin's a trans.
Oh, okay.
But that bitch is gorgeous.
Okay.
Mm. That nigga say, I ain't never fucked with none of y'all niggas. All y'all is niggas, but that ain't no nigga right there. And I tie a string around that bitch dick until it fall off. And I fuck that bitch in her ass until her dick fall off.
Move.
And I... That's what he said. Because he was so infatuated
with it. That was very aggressive.
And very much so. And I was like, oh. But he called the rest of us niggas, though. He did.
It's not that one.
That's not her. But that happened.
That's crazy.
Y'all don't understand that this is what happens. There are some men that are like, okay, I ain't fucking with that. I fuck with that one right there.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Just because she looks more feminine.
Not that, maybe because she looks more feminine and then he knows that she was born male, but it's like, it's impossible. It's impossible. Like, that's a bitch. It's some kind of defect.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that you were a trans woman until you...
For a long time. I didn't even...
No, because I didn't find you off of your porn. I found you off of, like, the Vines and the Puerto Rican, not the porny Vines and shit. It was, like, the funny stuff that you were on Viral.
What you been watching?
So I was like... So that's why we about to get into
the bed.
Bow.
The bed.
We get in the bed.
The bed.
Bow.
In the bed.
Bow, bow, bow.
So we already in the bed. Okay. But I want to talk about like bottom surgery, SRS surgery, what you call it. Why or why not do you think it's a good decision?
I think that bottom surgery is for their own preference. Like, I don't want it. And I think that the girls that have bottom surgery, you know, they've watched women for so long and they've been like, this completes me. Everybody has their own area of completion. I'm done. I don't want no more.
Like, you're a woman to me.
I'm a woman.
I don't, you know what? And I don't mean to be offensive. I don't look at you as a trans woman, though. I don't. Now, see, don't do her like that.
What mom about to say?
Mom was asleep.
Mom was asleep.
Well, we all heard you snoring.
I heard a little
See, you may have to escort her ass to the car. Because she over there.
It was a little snore. I snore too, so. But I don't look at you as a...
Thank you. Thank you, sister. As a man. You don't look at me as a man.
Because when I first saw you on Kaya...
I want to tell you this, ladies. I want y'all to be free in y'all conversation. You know, because y'all are very respectful.
Thank you.
Very respectful. And we can have real conversations. Y'all homosexuals and transsexuals out there, you have to allow a space. If you want to educate people, if you want to teach somebody something, you have to allow... You have to put the fucking... Raise us down and just make the space comfortable for you all to learn from each other. And say, hey, you know, my pronouns are she and her. Yeah, they respected me as she and her. So if you wanted to say, I don't look at you as a man, I'm okay with that.
I don't.
I didn't either.
I don't. Like, when I look at you, I'd be like, I've never got it confused, twisted, nothing. Yes,
but I always remind folks that I'm trans because I'm okay with being trans.
You okay with who you are?
I'm a trans woman. I am not a female. I know this.
But some women...
But can I ask you, which is what I wanted to get into. How do you feel about the trans women that get upset and they try to say, well, I'm a woman too. Like, I'm not no different from a woman who's born woman.
I think that that's something that they have to really come to grips with. And I think that that's... Like, you have to come to grips with the truth. And the truth is, if you have nuts, or if you've ever had nuts, you are a trans woman.
Honey. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, the three of us ladies sitting over here on this sofa, we have shared experiences when it comes to men. The two of these ladies here have lived experiences because I can't shop for pads. I can't tell you how that time of the month is. I don't know anything about that.
The cramp.
The fibroids.
I don't know anything about that. That has nothing to do, because that's not an experience that I can share with you.
Right.
That's a lived experience from you two women. Now, when we can sit here and talk niggas all day, we can talk niggas all day. And the shit they do, the fucked up shit, the good shit, how good one was to you, how we can talk about that because we have those shared experiences as women.
Right.
Y'all are bio women. I'm a trans one.
Okay, so when it comes to like being a trans woman, which you're very open with, do you feel like though, like it makes a man gay if he has sex with a trans woman?
No. I don't.
At all. Not even a little bit.
Hell no.
Because I guess
man don't want no pussy, what I want it for? Bitch, if you want a man, why are we here?
Right.
What are we doing here?
But I guess, like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I felt like if my man, if me and him broke up and he started talking to you, I feel like, oh, you're probably a little gay a little bit.
Well, maybe fluid. I wouldn't say gay, because gay means all I want is man.
So if my man broke up with me and he started dating you, he's fluid.
I shouldn't feel like he likes men.
Because honestly, I wouldn't feel like he likes men, but I wouldn't feel like he's straight.
I mean, he's going to identify as straight, but I would think that he has, maybe he's explored him, maybe he's fluid.
He like a little one too,
because
though.
Because to me, but when I think of fluid, I think of somebody that likes both genitalia.
Because I feel like...
No? What you think?
Because...
What a nigga said.
Too many bitches.
What I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you your props for having for being bad and godly.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not a man like that. Well, yeah. I'm not a man like, you know, and then there is a man that'll sit there and look at like, yeah, like, well, shit, I fucked him down. And then be like, you'll suck my dick too. Yeah.
Okay.
I want a man that, if a man like y'all, I want him to like me too. Y'all bad.
Right. Okay, that makes
so,
sense.
So there's no reason. I don't, if a man like y'all and like me too, I'm good. Now, if a man like y'all, me, and the other niggas in this room, I'm scared.
Okay. You don't like somebody who confused. You want somebody who likes a woman.
Because that nigga ain't confused. That nigga is about it.
Right. But you want a man who likes women.
Yes, because that's what I embody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no reason for him. If he likes men, what are we doing here?
Hey, right. Because you're not. There's I'm not, nothing manly.
Yeah, like,
about you.
What are we doing here?
Right.
Like, what's.
I agree.
Okay. Why are you here?
You would have educated me.
Like, sister, like, for real, like, what did you come here for?
Right. I agree.
Because I could have kept my beard and I could have.
Give men.
Yeah, I could have kept.
There's nothing about you that gives.
I could have kept my beard and I mean, I don't. When I present, you don't see my dick. You know I got one because I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't present that. And when I meet men, I don't present that.
And that's why I say, a lot of times, like, when people be in my comments, they be like, is this a man?
So you've been misgendered, too. Oh, this is why I always tell y'all out there in the world that transphobia affects us all. Mm-hmm. And transphobia is, misgendering is a part of transphobia.
Before, all my life. But I want
y'all to listen to why this doesn't bother her.
This doesn't offend me because one thing, I grew up in a small town, so I never seen anything like XYZ. So I started working in the strip club. So the first time I saw somebody that was a trans, they were beautiful. I saw Amaya Scott for the first time.
Ooh, I love Amaya.
I love Amaya too.
She was hosting a party and I was like, damn, her makeup. I'm looking at her and they're like, oh, you know, XYZ. I was like, I don't give a fuck what she identifies as. She was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
And, you know, I seen Tokyo, Tokyo Styles, and I was like, oh my God, I need my hair done like that. I need that.
Yeah.
So every representation that I saw of somebody who was a transgender woman who identified, it wasn't ugly to me.
They were beautiful.
They were beautiful. So that's why I was like, you're trying to offend me, but you're really not offending me.
You G-ing me.
At the end of the day, you're just saying like, I'm low-key, I'm bigger than you. You can't handle me.
You well put together.
I'm well put together because at the end of the day, the niggas love me.
I mean, let's chat. First of all, trans women be looking amazing. JT just put that in the song. She said pretty like a transgender. Yes.
Yeah. She did say that.
Trans women be looking amazing. Hair be on
not
point.
Not all of us. But I mean, but
no, she's right.
Not everybody,
not all,
but
not all. Sometimes,
but for me, I can say I think of what I think of when I think of a trans woman. All of the trans women that I think of
are gorgeous.
They be looking that way. Yeah.
Y'all know I'm a TikTok amazing. Girly, so I see this video of this a transgender woman, and she had a video on a man, and they were arguing. They were going back and forth. She was like, "Why do you keep saying him? Why do you keep saying him?" And he was like, what do you identify as? And then she turned the camera back on her, and it looked like a man with a wig.
Okay, let's
so
talk about that.
So sometimes it gives that.
I want to talk about that with the ladies.
Okay. I got something I want to talk to
you
about.
You motherfucking hoes got to understand that there's a difference between being trans and non-binary. Mm.
Okay.
There are, you know I was going.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that fall under the non-binary category that have been grouped in with trans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all are not a monolith. If we black, we're not a monolith. If we women, we're not a monolith. We're not, we are. But when I was growing up, we looked at women And these are women that we said we want to be beautiful like these women. Yes. Mm-hmm. We weren't looking at women saying, well, we want to have mustaches and motherfucking wigs on, or we want to have, you know, we want to be androgynous, you know, because again, like you said, there's no definite, how you can't define what a woman is, like, what, you know.
Yeah.
But bitch,
a woman looks like this.
I'm 46, okay? I ain't want to look like.
You didn't want to be.
No nigga.
A drunk. You didn't want to be.
I wanted to be bad.
Yeah. You want to be a bad bitch.
I wanted to. When a bad bitch don't have. Bad bitches.
I'm not trying to be offended.
Listen to me. I'm sitting next to two badass motherfucking women.
Oh, thank you.
And this is what, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Bitch, I wanted hips and titties and ass and shit. That's going to pull a nigga.
That is what fool.
And one thing about me, I'm going to pull a nigga.
Me too.
Me
through. Oh, I know. Oh, I know, ladies. But this is what I wanted. I didn't look in to see, no, you know.
So why or why not, before we move on?
Well, I want to get into the bed.
That's what I'm saying. We're already in the bed. Why or why not have you chosen to do bottom surgery?
Well, because I don't think that's, I don't think that completes me. I don't want a vagina. Yeah. I don't want to have, because it's going to be, ma'am, I'm not finna cut off my dick to push it in.
Right. Because do you have friends that have had the surgery?
Yes.
I've heard it's not really that enjoyable for a long time because you have to
use the spacer. They have to put a catheter in there to keep it, you know.
So that it doesn't close back up. And then I do have this question. How do you even go about the lubrication?
That's the story for the girls that got the SRS system.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an advocate. If all y'all girls want to get SRS's girl, I got $50 on your surgery. I want to be the only bitch left. I want to be the only motherfucking hoe left with a dick and titty.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all can go, all y'all can go get them puss, because y'all can be this. All y'all can be those yellow houses over there. I'm going to always be the blue.
Yeah, the blue house.
I don't want to be like everybody.
Maybe that's my, maybe because I used to watch Pose. Well, you used to watch Pose?
I did. I wanted to be on Pose.
You should have been.
And remember the lady on Pose? She wanted to get
Electra.
She wanted to get a vagina.
And when she got
her nigga was completely, he was like, no, I'm not fucking with you no more.
Yeah, after she got it.
Secret Society too. We love
the movie. But these are the things. Like, this is it comes down to preference.
Mm-hmm.
I've had men that preferred me to keep my, I've had men that come in there and want me to get naked and won't touch it. It's just the fact of, I'm like this.
They don't want to touch it?
That's what I'm saying, but she doesn't so give. Crazy, she gives a woman.
I'm like this. I'm well, naked.
They want a woman.
It's not even about her. I'm just thinking in general. It's crazy to me, somebody wanting to come into a room with somebody and have a sexual experience and you don't want to touch it.
Yeah, them. You never, like, listen.
That's crazy to me.
Look, here's my.
Like, I want to touch it.
See?
You're horny, though.
I am.
That's all right. Listen, I could watch both of y'all walk around in this bitch naked.
Girl. Naked?
Naked.
You're not gonna rub my nipple a little bit.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna admire and talk about how gorgeous it is, like watching y'all naked.
If you come in the room, I gotta touch you. I'm sorry.
Well, shit.
I'm gonna touch you. I'm gonna drink your balls a little
ain't
bit.
Ain't nothing gonna happen, girl. I'm gonna be like, sir, we gotta get us a nigga in here.
Let me ask you something. If I come in oiled up.
Yes, because you fine as fuck.
Oiled up, lingerie.
But she's a woman.
I'm
going
to bring us a nigga in there.
I'm
going to bring us a nigga in there. He going to go to work. Me and you going to work on that nigga.
Because if I saw you walk in the room oiled up with Jodeci playing, I'm going to be like, ew, bro. What are you doing?
No, shit.
I want to freak you.
Yes, and me and you going to freak that nigga. I want my nigga to want you. Because I do. I want my nigga to want both of y'all.
Okay, so now it's time to get into the bop.
The bop. Wait a minute.
So the bop is what we've been listening to this week. We have this. This is a
well, let me say what I've been listening to real quick.
They don't want to breathe. Shake that ass with Dre. Now shake that ass with me.
You be in the studio?
Sometimes.
You should do a song.
Girl,
when you do a song, can you?
Oh, I will. You gonna get in there?
I can sing.
I want y'all to walk naked.
I'm gonna like this.
Now, I want y'all to.
Yes, hey! Madison.
Fire. Yeah.
You had a better.
Girl, hey.
She can sing. I like that Tina Turner voice.
You like that? Oh,
I'm about to cry.
If y'all walked in the room early, I said, God, this shit.
You did say
it. And I said, damn.
Okay. We're going to focus, ladies.
All right, let's focus.
So my bop of the week is a song called As You Are by Bella and Gaeta. I hope I'm saying her name right. That I seen them on the Colors. You know when they do the Colors episodes and they got the mic hanging down? It was a really good song. I love women who sing. So I feel like the Afro beats, we are into that era and the music be lit. So As You Are, the girls, Bella, I hope I said your name right. That's my bop of the week. Love y'all.
Okay, can I tell you my bop of the week that I just discovered?
What's your bop?
It's a song out by this girl named Yeba.
Yeba.
Yeba, it's in my mind, right?
You just now heard?
I'm just now, because we had an open...
You ain't never heard Yeba's Heartbreak from Drake?
No.
That's the song she's...
But we just had a open mic in Atlanta here. I just hosted it. Mm-hmm. A black girl came through and covered that, bitch. I was...
You was shook.
So we had an event, too, and a girl covered it.
What's her name? Jada Blue?
I can't remember her name, but we did a... what was the song, the thing that we did with music, Soul Child?
Oh, poor song.
Oh, my God.
Yeba's Heartbreak, right?
Bitch, that girl.
Beautiful song.
I was over there like... Why do I want to cry?
Yeah, it made me cry. No, I didn't cry, but like, I cracked the joke.
Like, what the fuck do I want to cry? Like, I don't even got no nigga. Mm.
There's a very...
So this is the thing.
we even got lit now.
I've been real sad this week.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man being really
what he been
on
doing?
Some bullshit.
What, tell me.
I'm going to tell you off camera. Okay. I'm going to tell you off camera. But he just been on some bullshit. And I just been sad. I just have not been in a good space. So I've been feeling like I need to listen to music that was like nostalgic. So I went back and I started listening to Take Care. Because this took me back to a good space when I was
you was jaded?
Yes, I'm perfect. Well, that's Scorpion, Bookie.
Jaded.
First of all, sir.
Well, first of all, wrong album.
I want to let you know.
But I was listening to Take Care.
You ain't got no business having no man having you and your feeling as bad as you. First of all, any woman, as fine as y'all is in this motherfucker room, got to let a nigga know that you pressure. If any nigga making a woman as bad as y'all is feel some type of way, remind that nigga that you pressure.
Thank you.
Remind him that you pressure.
But I be feeling that way too. Oh, and
remind that nigga that you are pressure. He ain't the problem, bitch. You the problem.
So see, how you feel about that?
No, I agree, because I am the problem.
You the problem.
That I be causing problems.
You the problem.
Yes, I know.
Let that nigga know you pressure. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about none of that other stuff.
No, not you the problem. He the problem.
No, she's
saying I'm the problem.
Put that
remind dress, him put I'm that the problem.
Dress on, put that dress on and go outside.
Oh,
let that nigga know you pressure. Put them heels on and go outside. Let that nigga know you pressure.
Let that nigga know.
Pick your motherfucking phone up and post us a picture with you just reading a magazine, bent over, honey, and filling out the grocery. Let that nigga know you pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Remind that nigga of what he there for in the first place, and what somebody else is there doing.
Period.
So, Dre, what's the song on the album? Because
it wasn't a song.
Find a song that got pressure in it.
Pressure. We also have an item of the week.
What's the item?
It's an item for you.
Oh, the item.
Yay.
But I just want to make this. I want to go back and make this clear.
Make it clear.
And make it plain.
Say it.
Oh, we have a gift for you.
Is it a size 12?
I hope so. I hope so.
Say what you
got to
say.
So I got you some lip glosses, some lip liners, some matte liquid lipsticks from My Cosmetics line, MuseBeautyCollection.com. And then we also got you a t-shirt.
Did Jameson leave?
I don't think. I hope not.
Oh, he went to smoke. Bitch.
Oh, we got you a t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm going to wear this in the bed with me a Nick, so I can say, hit me like you would hit her.
And I see how you play.
Hit me like you
would
hit her.
Look how cute the shirt is.
Hit me like you would hit her. And when I say her, I mean either one of them.
Either one.
Hit me like
you can pick both of them.
Hit me like that.
So you got your lip glosses, your liners all in there. Mm-hmm. And you stay glossed up.
Oh, baby, I'm going to be painted because I love me some makeup, baby. All of this. Listen, y'all gave me the best thing. I love hair and makeup and stuff. I love what's the social construct of what girly things are.
Yeah.
Because that's a social construct.
And let me say, we've had such a good day today. And
today
honestly,
was a good day. I love
through.
You so much.
No, literally.
You were
like,
everything I thought you was going to be.
Everything. Plus, no, you're everything plus more.
Thank you so much.
I tried not to cry.
Why?
When I came in your room earlier.
Yes.
Because like I said, I want to give you your flowers real quick, and I know we finna wrap it up.
But what
you have done, not only for trans women, but for black women, because you do... You cannot define what a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me, what makes you a woman? I was like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But what I'm saying is you represent a woman and you've gone on to be yourself. You've gotten an Emmy. You've gotten a Grammy. And you've represented people who are, I have a loud mouth. I got something to say, but that doesn't make me a bad person.
Right.
That doesn't make me less than.
Right.
So if nobody ever tells you that we appreciate you.
Thank you,
you
queens.
The community.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank
and we
you,
appreciate
queens.
You. This
Thank
is,
you.
This is a monumental episode for Poor Minds.
Thank you, queens. Thank
Above
you.
Above and beyond.
Now, we are so happy to have you.
Thank you.
We've been wanting to have you on the show for so long.
I'm so glad that
I was pressed for you.
I'm so glad
I was
that I'm here.
Pressed.
I've been watching y'all over there. I'm like, girl, they be saying it. And people tag me on Twitter every time, y'all. And I be like, girl, I want to go on there. I want
to
go.
And I've been saying, like, I'm and so pressed for you. And you have, like, been, you're everything I imagine you to be. And I love when I meet people that I look up to because Dre is like the beauty mogul. She's like the next Rihanna. Like, she's going to be a billionaire.
Thank you.
I'll
accept
that. But I'm more like, I am the girl that's going to be in all the movies. Like, I want to have, like, a 6-year run of, like, a bunch of, like, comedy movies, rom-coms, hosting shit. So, like, when I see you do stuff, I'm like, oh, I love that. Because I'm like, I'll be like, I could do something with T.A.
You can see yourself.
Like, me, you're going to be sitting on the couch somewhere, like, cutting up, like, we're going to see each other on the red carpet.
Yes. Yes.
So, like, the stuff that you do is so inspiring to me.
It's inspiring.
Can I tell y'all that I don't
too.
Even, can I tell you, ladies, that I don't even pay that, I don't even pay any attention. I just be doing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah. Let us know what you got coming up, what you got going on, where they can find you.
Listen, I am T.S. Madison, and just follow me at T.S. Madison on everything. I have a lot of things coming up that I can't talk about.
Okay.
That really is good. And, of course, I'm a judge on Drag Race. Got my own podcast, the Maddie in the Morning Show. I got a lot of shit going on. So I don't need to know where to just follow me.
Well, whenever you want us to pull up on you, whenever you got going on, let us know because we'll be there.
Listen, I know. I want y'all ladies to pull up on me. You know what I'm saying? Like this. Because I want to go out with you. Because I want to see the niggas gawk over y'all.
Honestly... We never, like,
I
want to come
out.
I'm
not going to gawk over me.
Girl,
though.
I am gawking.
Straight
I'm gawking over both of y'all.
Let
me tell you something. When I was younger growing up, I used to be in the strip club. And I would be in the strip club, and the niggas would be in there gawking over the girls. And then, shit, when I get in the back, I was like, where you going? Like, what you said? Or when I used to walk the street, because I used to build a hooker on the sidewalk, too. When I used to walk the street, them niggas would leave the strip club and pick me up.
Well, let me just say thank you for coming on our platform because you did not have to do this because of who you are.
No, I had to do this because y'all are popping. And I go everywhere where it's popping.
Popping! Well, you popping!
I am, but I had to come through because y'all popping.
She's
poppin'.
Beyond popping. I feel like you are an... Like I said, I gave you your flowers earlier.
You did, sister. You did.
You are an icon.
Thank you.
I thank you so much for coming on our platform because that lets me know
y'all
me
pop.
And Dre, we're doing the right thing.
Y'all
we on
pop.
The right path.
Y'all pop.
Now, we feel super
we only, look,
grateful for you to
what's
come on
this,
the show.
What's they call it? Degrees of separation?
Six
degrees?
Yeah.
But we only one because she know Beyonce.
I do.
Beyonce, I'm on your asshole, nigga.
That means Beyonce might see these.
Beyonce, I'm on your way. You and Meg. And Nicki, too.
I love Nicki.
We love them all.
I don't know. I don't got nothing against Meg either. I don't know. Okay, now. But I know Nicki. I know Beyonce.
Mm. And you know me.
I know you.
We'll see. We'll see y'all next week.
See y'all next week. Wait a minute, it won't be me, but they'll see y'all next week, honey. Bye, girl.
Bye. Y'all, this.
Don't try to dry your eyes. He's a mime. You may have had him once, but I
got him all the time.
Yeah.
I got him all the time. Oh, hallelujah.
That was, we weren't recording. That was a practice round.
I thought
that was a practice round. Oh, that was where we did it? Oh!
Okay. Why you landed like a trick, cause you let him hit. Now he's coming home to a lover that is strong. I got all this love, baby, don't try to take it. You wanted a piece, you were mistaken. Cause he belongs to me. Baby, can't you see? Telling you something that just ain't cool.
Never fall in love
with a man who don't love you. Oh, I wouldn't waste my time telling you something wrong. Him one night, and now he's coming home.
He's mine, you may have had him once, but I got him all the time. Ooh. He's mine, you may have had him once, but I got him all the time. Ooh. He's mine, you may have had him once, but I got him all the time.
Don't try to dry your eyes. But it's me on his mind.
Yeah.
No need to cry.
Yeah.
Don't dry your eyes.
Yeah.
Get over it. It was only for one night.
He's mine. You may have had him once, but I got him all the time.
You can't sleep at night.
Woo!
It
just came from my nut.
No, like you ate that down.
You did. You ate that.
I'm tired of people coming on my show out singing me. Can you take me to the stool with you?
I will. But I really wanted to sing a song that's near and dear to my heart.
Ooh,
here we go.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go do that shit. Do that shit a cappella.
He's an on-time God.
Ooh.
Yes, he is. Whoa. On-time God. Yes, he is.
Same.
Job said, but he'll be there right on time. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Hey.
Oh, now you can ask the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Trapped at the Red Sea.
Hey, yeah.
By that mean old Pharaoh.
Oh, yeah.
And his army.
Oh.
He got Pharaoh on the something.
Ooh, yeah.
On the track. But what did that? God stepped in and made a highway just like that. Now
hey,
let me tell you, he's an on-time God.
Oh, hell.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Whoa, on-time God.
Amen.